This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
Yankee Stadium. The Red Sox and Yankees are locked in another hard-fought ball game. Runners are on base. The batter digs in and waits. One swing is all it's going to take. The pitcher starts his windup. That's just one of the great moments from this week in Indian All-Stars history. Let's look back and find out what happened. Welcome to Indian All-Stars. I'm Bill Black, and every week we travel back to discover how Native athletes help shape the world of sports, because history isn't trapped behind museum glass. It comes alive. Indian All-Stars celebrates great Native American athletes from the past and the present, bringing these great All-Stars back into the spotlight for new generations. Now, let's look back and find out what happened. Here's what happened the week of August 9th through August 15th in Indian All-Stars history. Let's begin with August 9th. We'll start in 1946. Here's the moment we teased at the beginning of today's episode. The Red Sox have runners on base. Cherokee slugger Rudy York digs into the batter's box. One swing is all it takes. York crushes a three-run home run in the sixth inning, giving Boston a 4-3 victory over the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. Nearly 75 years later, in 2020, Chickasaw pitcher Brandon Bailey comes out of the bullpen for the Houston Astros against the Oakland Athletics. Bailey throws 1 1/3 scoreless innings, allowing just one hit while striking out one batter in another solid major league appearance. August 10th is another busy day in Indian All-Stars history. Let's begin in 2016. Lumbee gymnast Ashton Locklear delivers one of the finest performances of her career at the Pacific Rim Gymnastics Championships in Everett, Washington. She wins the gold medal on the uneven bars and helps Team USA capture the team championship, posting one of the highest uneven bar scores in the world that year. Let's rewind to 1986. Yavapai slugger Darrell Evans steps to the plate for the Detroit Tigers. With the bases loaded, Evans launches a grand slam home run, adding another highlight to his outstanding major league career. Fast forward to 2007. Comanche fighter George Comanche Boy Taduwanapa continues his rise in the boxing ring, stopping Clifton Blake with a technical knockout in the fifth round. And finally, in 1989, Salish and Kootenai boxer Marvin Camel steps into the ring for the 58th fight of his professional career. His bout with Trent Surratt is cut short when a first-round technical decision is ruled a draw. August 11th gives us one of the toughest performances of the week. Let's begin in 2019. Cherokee pitcher Adrian Hauser is having a terrific game against the Texas Rangers. But there's one problem. He's battling an illness. At one point, Hauser actually throws up on the mound between pitches, then he goes right back to work. When the game is over, he struck out 10 batters and earned a victory in one of the grittiest performances of his major league career. Now, let's rewind to 1981. Salish and Kootenai boxer Marvin Camel steps into the ring for the 44th fight of his professional career. This time, Camel makes quick work of Willie Shannon, scoring a technical knockout in the third round to add another impressive victory to his resume. August 12th brings us three more memorable moments. Let's begin in 1965. Oglala Sioux runner Billy Mills is competing in Augsburg, West Germany during the United States versus West Germany track meet When the race is over, Mills has set a new United States record in the 10,000 meters, adding another remarkable achievement to the career of the Olympic champion. Now let's rewind to 1907. Onondaga runner Tom Longboat lines up for an unusual challenge. He has agreed to participate in a 4-mile race. That is not unusual. Here is what really stands out. His opponents aren't one runner, they're a 5-man relay team. When the race is over, Longboat has beaten all 5 men by himself, adding another unforgettable chapter to his legendary running career. We'll finish August 12th in 2020. Chickasaw pitcher Brandon Bailey comes out of the bullpen for the Houston Astros against the San Francisco Giants. Bailey works 2 solid innings, allowing just 1 hit while continuing to prove himself at the major league level. Now let's move on to August 13th. We'll begin in 2014. Umatilla guard Shoni Schimmel catches fire against the Tulsa Shock. By the end of the second quarter, she's poured in 20 points in that quarter alone, finishing the game with a career-high 24 points. At the time, only 6 players in WNBA history have ever scored 20 or more points in a single quarter. Let's jump back to 2007. Winnebago pitcher Hoba Chamberlain makes his major league debut for the New York Yankees. It's the first appearance in a career that will soon make him one of baseball's most exciting young pitchers. Next, we come to 2005. Blackfeet heavyweight Joe Hipp climbs into the ring for the final time. He defeats Ted Ryder by majority decision, bringing the curtain down on a professional career that includes 43 victories and just 7 defeats. Now let's rewind to 1942. Iroquois champion Henry Armstrong earns a 10-round decision over Jackie Burke, adding another victory to one of boxing's greatest careers. 5 years earlier, in 1937, Armstrong stops Eddie Brink with a knockout in the 3rd round. And finally in 1934, Cherokee boxer Joe Louis earns an 8-round unanimous decision over Jack Kranz, continuing his steady climb toward heavyweight greatness. August 14th takes us in a lot of different directions. Let's begin in 1911. Onondaga distance runner Tom Longboat faces one of England's greatest runners, Alfred Shrubb, in a 12-mile race. Shrubb leads early, but Longboat patiently works his way back. By the finish, Longboat is pulled ahead to win by half a lap, adding another remarkable victory to his legendary career. Let's move ahead to 1986. Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara boxer Virgil Hill needs just 2 rounds to knock out Marcus Dorsey, continuing his climb toward boxing greatness. Now let's rewind to 1926. The New York Rangers sign Chippewa hockey pioneer Clarence Taffy Able. He soon becomes the first American-born player to establish himself as a regular in the National Hockey League. Fast forward to 2015. Umatilla guard Shoni Schimmel leads the Atlanta Dream with 18 points against the Minnesota Lynx, turning in one of her strongest performances of the season. Next, we come to 2020. Chickasaw pitcher Brandon Bailey comes out of the bullpen for the Houston Astros against the Seattle Mariners. Bailey throws 2 scoreless innings and strikes out 3 batters in another impressive relief appearance. Let's rewind one more time to 1943. Iroquois champion Henry Armstrong earns another victory, defeating Joey Silva over 10 rounds in Spokane, Washington. And finally, in 2025, a chainsaw sculpture honoring Daco goaltender Carey Price is presented to the city of Williams Lake. Created by artist Jeffrey Samudzaki, the piece is a reminder that the impact of great athletes can reach far beyond sport. Our final stop this week is August 15th. Let's begin in 1951. Cherokee heavyweight Joe Louis steps into the ring against Jimmy Bivens. After 10 rounds, Louis earns a unanimous decision victory, adding another win to one of boxing's greatest careers. We'll finish the week in 2021. Mohawk driver Dexter Stacy rolls onto the historic street circuit at Trois-Rivières for the NASCAR Pinty Series. After qualifying 15th, his best starting position ever at the event, Stacy stays on the lead lap for all 60 circuits and finishes 10th, his best career result at the famous Quebec race. That wraps up another memorable week in Indian All-Stars history. If you enjoyed today's look back, I invite you to visit IndianAllStars.com, where you'll find more athlete stories, blog articles, videos, podcast episodes, and exclusive merchandise celebrating great Native American athletes from the past and the present. I hope you'll join me again next week as we bring more great Native athletes back into the spotlight. Until then, this is Indian All-Stars.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.